Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about mistakes. Mistakes. How many times have you made mistakes? How many times have you fallen into the trap of not wanting to get up because you feel like you have failed? How many times have you looked at yourself or even asked yourself the question, am I ever going to get it right? Will I ever be able to find myself in a place or in a position of coming back to where I have fallen from? These are questions that you have not been exposed to alone. You know, here's the thing about success. We often see people's success, but people don't often speak about the struggles that they have gone through. So that quote of "you are an overnight success" is not really something that we should be impressed with, because there's no such thing as an overnight success. Those who are successful are people who have pushed through with pain and pushed through to become who God has called them to be. And of course they've made mistakes. Of course they've been in a place where they've messed up and it's like, oh, that was a mistake. Oh, this was a mistake, and this cost me so much and that cost me so much. But those are not often things that people like to talk about. We never like to talk about our mistakes. We only like to talk about the fact that I made the right decision. But how often do you hear people just come out and say, but I made a mistake in that area, and because of that mistake, I needed to make a decision whether I was going to get up and try again and go the other route, or if I was going to stay down. Because the power that comes with mistakes is that if you make a mistake, you need to be able to forgive yourself. There are so many people out there that don't know how to forgive themselves. And that is why they don't ever get up. That is why they never become what they are supposed to be. You see, life is filled with mistakes. You are going to one day say something that is going to be wrong, and you made a mistake. There are going to be certain things that you do that you will come back and you will think, I've made a mistake. But not a lot of people like to admit it. And I do believe that that is the area of failure. That is the area where we not just fail others, but fail ourselves. Because if we cannot be honest about the things, the mistakes that we have made, then how will we be able to level up to our next? There's a man in the Bible whom we all know so well, King David. King David. King David was a great man, but King David was also filled with lots of flaws and made so many mistakes. I do believe that King David understood that there was something on the inside of him that he needed to deal with. And that was to be real and identify that I've made a mistake here. And only when we begin to identify our mistakes can we rectify it. But a person who is not open to see the mistakes that they have made or the errors that they have fallen into will never be able to change, because they just don't think anything that they have done is wrong. They do not admit it. David sees a woman and he desires the woman. He desires Bathsheba. And he calls for this woman and he ends up being intimate with this woman. This woman is a married woman. Later on, he finds out that she's pregnant. And now he tries to cover up his mistake. If you look at it in the true sense, in terms of what David did, he was the king. He called for her. He brought her there. So it could actually be seen as he forced himself on her. He took advantage of her. And he thought that he would get away with it. But then the woman, his mistake becomes evident, because now the woman is pregnant and he's trying to cover it up. And he brings the husband home and he wants the husband to be intimate with his wife, spend time with his wife. But his plans don't really work out. And this woman, the husband, doesn't fall in the plans that David created to cover up his mistake, his sin. And then he needs to come up with something else, and he has to go. And what he does is he sends this man to the forefront, the most dangerous part in the army, where they are fighting, and the man dies. Again, he thinks that he handled his mistake. But you see, God knows. And God sends a prophet. And the prophet begins to tell him that God knows what you have done, and what you have done is not the right thing. And so in that situation, David begins to realize his mistake. You see, he could have said, but I haven't, and I will not rectify my behavior. But he begins to change. And he begins to come before God with a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And he admits what he has done. And only then is David moved from a place of defeat into a place of victory. But let me say this, it cost him, because he lost his son. The son died. And sometimes when we've made mistakes and we lose something because of the consequences of our mistakes, we don't want to move on. We don't want to move on with God. We don't want to be okay with the fact that this is the consequence of what I've done. All we want to happen is, can we just wash away the mistake? Can we not feel the pain of the mistake? I'm here to tell you today that when we make mistakes, and when we go off course, and when we do the wrong thing, and when we have not walked in a way that is pleasing, it will cost us. But there's hope. There's hope even in the area of our mistakes. Because when we find ourselves in a place where we admit, and we come in a place where we say, I want to change my ways, and I want to become better, then things begin to get better. You see, David may have lost, but David did have other successes after that. And this is the thing that each and every one of us need to realize. A mistake that is ignored will always leave you in a place of stagnation. But a mistake that is recognized and dealt with will take you out of that hole and propel you into your tomorrow. I'm not sure what you need to deal with, or what are the things that you have had mistakes in, or you have made mistakes in. But it can be rectified. You don't have to sit in the place where you are currently sitting. It is time to identify so that you can move on. Identify it, deal with it, and move on. Because only then will you be propelled into success. Mistakes is a painful thing, but it's also a beautiful lesson because it makes us wiser for the next time. It gives us a character and it gives us an endurance, a life lesson to never repeat the same thing. Let us pray as we just ask God to take us into a new day so that we can move away from the current things that are holding us captive. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that each and every person hearing the sound of my voice will get into a place where they will know God in the beauty of His holiness. I ask right now, Father, that You would touch Your people and that You would help them to come out of the place that they are stuck in. Deal with the mistakes and deal with the failures that have been clinging to their hearts so that they may come out fresh and start again. I decree this, I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.